Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Andrea Thomas, Insurance Enrollment Specialist at Surge, here to talk about Medicaid expansion and, enrolling for insurance. Welcome to Morning Edition, Andrea.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we love having you in each year to talk about what can be a confusing and intimidating topic.
Yes.
So what are you here to talk about today?
So I'm here to talk about open enrollment for the health insurance marketplace. So every year there's an open enrollment for insurance. And this is the time for people that are uninsured, that have to buy insurance on their own, to get insurance. So November 1st, which is this Sunday, is when it starts, and it ends January 31st, 2016. So this is your opportunity for people that are uninsured to go on the health insurance marketplace. And this, the health insurance marketplace is especially set up for people with certain income levels. And it helps people pay for their monthly premiums, and you might have lower deductibles, basically lower out-of-pocket expenses. So this is the window of opportunity. And if people apply between November 1st and December 15th, then their insurance starts January 1st.
Okay, and if you don't, if you get on there and apply at the very end of the deadline, what happens?
So let's say you apply on January 31st, your insurance is going to start March 1st.
Okay, so you have a little gap there.
So think about it. If you do it in the first half of the month, it starts the very next month. So, and then if you apply at the end of the month, it's the month after.
Right, okay.
So that's plan accordingly. If you want your insurance starting January 1st, make sure you apply before December 15th.
So it's coming up. You have a window, but if you do miss that window entirely, what happens?
So for people that January 31st goes by, really you can't buy insurance on the marketplace unless you get a special enrollment. Unless you're working and then you change jobs and you've lost insurance. Or there's a number of different special enrollments that happen if you apply for Medicaid, but then you didn't get it, and then you
so
can
there are
get
exemptions.
Right. There's different special enrollments, but generally speaking, if you're uninsured, you want to try to get insurance between November 1st and January 31st. And there's people that can't get assistance on the health insurance marketplace, right? There's people that make over income for getting assistance, that they can go directly to the insurance companies in Alaska and get their insurance straight from them. Now, there's really two companies, MOTA and Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield. Those are the only two companies in Alaska offering insurance. And what they offer is exactly the same as on the health insurance marketplace with the exact same price, but the marketplace subsidizes, you know, helps people out with paying for those premiums.
So if you don't qualify for any exemptions and you miss the deadline, are there penalties associated?
Oh, yes. So if you don't have insurance, if you don't have health insurance in 2016, it's a pretty steep penalty this year. It's about $625 for an adult and half that for a child, or 2.5% of your income, whichever's greater. And so most people would be paying 2.5% of their income, which is actually a calculation. It's not just a straight 2.5%. So people can file for exemptions at the end of the year. It's actually, you can get exemptions from having health insurance. Many you have to apply just during this window of time, November 1st and January 31st. And some exemptions you can apply at the very end of the year. For example, if you're a member of a federally recognized tribe, you can apply when you file your taxes. If you have to pay over 8.5% of your income for insurance, it's an affordability issue, you can apply for exemption when you file your taxes.
So you don't want people to miss this deadline. You don't at all. Let's talk a little bit about you and what you do. How do you help people with this tangle of health insurance enrollment?
Yeah, so Surge Outreach and Enrollment offers free services to everybody in actually the Southeast region. So we help people navigate that whole health insurance marketplace, help people set up accounts, help them figure out what their income's going to be for 2016, share the information about the plans. We don't ever tell anybody what to pick. That's not our job. We're our role is to share the information and people make the best decisions for themselves. And so we generally meet with people. It probably takes about an hour to enroll in the health insurance marketplace. And then we can help with any other follow-up issues that happen, because sometimes people need to send in some more information like income verification or identity, and we assist them with that. And again, it's a free service. You can call us and make appointments. I'm at 966-8883, and I've already got appointments for next week during open enrollment. And so please give us a call. And again, if you really want an insurance that starts January 1st, make sure you get in to see us before December 15th. That being said, if people are really savvy and want to do it on their own and they just have a couple of questions and want to give us a call just to bounce something off us, we also help quite a few people with that. And if people are going to do this on their own, they really need to use the official website, and that's www.healthcare.gov. Remember that .gov, because I've gotten quite a few calls from people who said, look, I looked on the website and the prices are just, I just can't do them. And I say, well, what's a website were you on? And they're completely not on the official website. So make sure you're on the correct website.
Okay.
And so if you're really computer savvy, you can do it all on your own. You can enroll, you can look at the different plans. You can also, the health insurance marketplace has a 24/7 number. So you can call at 2 a.m. in the morning on a Friday morning and get somebody on the other side. And they can help you through the whole process all over the phone.
Okay. You've mentioned a number of times, if you're uninsured, now is your time to get insured. What if you're currently insured on the marketplace? Do you need to renew?
Yes. Think about every year you have to renew your application. And that's because if you don't renew, they're going to be looking at your income from your last income tax return. So if your income isn't the same as your 2014 income tax return, then you know, you're not going to have the correct income in there. So go ahead and go in to your plan. Either you can give us a call and we can help you maneuver that, or you can go in there and do it yourself or call them up on their line. And you basically want to make sure that your income is correct, make any changes in your household size. You had children, more children, etc. This is the time to make sure all that information is up to date. And probably another big reason is that the cost of insurance, the plans themselves have gone up. And when you go in and renew, if the price has gone up, your premium tax credit, your assistance for paying for that premium also goes up.
Okay, let's go over that again. So we're hearing a lot of scary talk about the fact that prices are going up. It's so much more expensive now.
That's
but
right.
You're saying that's being offset.
That's right. That's being offset. So when you go in, what the federal government helps subsidize the monthly premiums. Really, premium means this is what you pay per month for your insurance. The premium tax credit is what the federal government helps for the paying for that premium tax credit. It's a subsidy. So that goes up. As the insurance plan cost goes up, so does the premium tax credit. So in other words,
so
you don't have
out.
To pay. You may pay a little bit more, but you're not paying this
it's
huge
not what you're
amount.
Hearing.
Right.
Right. Okay.
And so people are really nervous about that because they're getting letters that saying, you know, their plan is going up to $500-something, and they say, wow, I can't afford that. You need to go reapply. Your premium tax credit will go up, which will give you more assistance so that that's covered.
Another reason to come see you for assistance. Well, you know, there's
a
lot.
So confusing. Yeah.
There's a lot more to talk about, but we're about out of time. There are issues that arise for people. You want to make people know about that. And then also Medicaid expansion means a lot more people are now eligible for health insurance.
That's right. So a lot of people that fell into the Medicaid gap, in other words, couldn't get any insurance, for the first time, when they apply through the health insurance marketplace, they'll get an automatic determination for Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is an excellent insurance. It's free. It covers a lot more things than a lot of the plans do, dental, vision, travel. And so if you were not able to get insurance in the past because you made below income, now is the time to get in the marketplace. because you'll be able to get something.
And even if you may be qualified for insurance last year, but at that very bottom of eligibility, you might be automatically put into a Medicaid plan.
That's right. So there's some people that had the Marketplace last year that actually are now going to be newly qualified for Medicaid.
Okay. Yeah, so. And we're out of time, but you had mentioned earlier before we went on air that there are common issues that people ran into. And very quickly, what are they? If you can do it very quickly.
Right.
Follow-up is one of
them. Yeah, the follow-up. After you've signed up for insurance, it's not necessarily over yet. So you have to make sure that the Marketplace sends the information to the insurance companies. Sometimes you don't get anything in the mail. Well, they're sending it to the wrong address. There's a variety of issues if you don't send in your the paperwork that they ask you to, like income verification. You might lose your you might lose your subsidy. All these things are stumbling blocks. And if you find yourself in those situations, to please give us a call because we can help you figure this out.
Okay.
You don't have to do it alone.
So this is what we know. Now is the time to apply for health insurance on the Marketplace. The window is November 1st through January 31st.
Correct.
If you don't do that and you don't qualify for an exemption, you'll face a penalty. Medicaid has been expanded, which means a lot more people who weren't eligible for insurance now are under Medicaid. And there are a number of common issues which you can help people with if they contact you for assistance, free assistance. And how can they do that again?
You can call my telephone number at 966-8883. And I'm also, you can call Search. I'm Search Outreach. And again, we serve everyone. And we're a free service to everyone.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in, Andrea.
It's great to be here.
We've been speaking with Andrea Thomas, Insurance Enrollment Specialist at Search, about the enrollment window on the open marketplace for health insurance.